Thank you, microdose.com. That's all I have to say right now. I have been traveling so much, planes, cars, like long, long drives. My body hurts, you know, sleeping in different beds, in different hotels, you know, everything's kind of screwy. And thank you, microdose.com. I know you've heard the word microdose before, but this is microdosing THC. And microdose gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. And you deserve to feel good. You can go to their website, microdose.com, and learn all about microdosing THC. But I'm telling you, it is amazing. They have all different strains that help with all different issues. A friend of mine just sent me a photo of her with her order from microdose.com saying thank you. I'm telling you, a lot of people do this, all sorts of people. And they do it to feel healthier. They do it to perform better. They do it to focus. They do it to sleep. They do it for pain. They do it for relaxation. It really helps your mind and body be at peace. So really check it out. Microdose.com is amazing. And the product, they taste delicious, number one. But the product is so damn good. And you deserve to feel better. So what are you going to do? You're going to go to microdose.com. If you don't already know, you're going to learn about microdosing THC. And when you get there, you're going to get 30% off your first order plus free shipping today at microdose.com. Promo code Judy Gold. It is available nationwide. That is microdose.com, promo code Judy Gold, J-U-D-Y-G-O-L-D, for 30% off and free shipping. That is a lot, 30% off. And the stuff is amazing. I'm telling you, microdose.com, promo code Judy Gold. You're welcome.
Well, I don't see the point in waiting any longer. Let's bring her out. A star attraction. The one you came to see. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Ms. Judy Gold.
So you go to Penn State, you study economics, right?
Yeah, I study economics.
And drinking and fratting and fucking just, girls and yeah.
Just being an animal like, idiot 20-year-old dude.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we did. Like, we did stupid.
Did you have any gay guys in your fraternity?
We had one guy that came out after graduation, and then he would come hang out. But we didn't have.
Wait, did you freak out at the guy when he came out?
No, everyone was cool with it.
There were so many gay guys, and they could not come out.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it's, you know, it was really nothing to us, but also like. Group of guys sound bad, you know,
right.
like guys are going to ball bust guys, no matter
right.
whether you're gay or straight or whatever. But like, and then in nowadays where everything's like, you know, every word that you say is picked apart and put on this sort of like morality chart. It's like guys don't hang that way. So I'm sure if someone like passed us by while we're making fun of the, you know, the gay guy in the house, they're like, oh, this is horrific. This is
right.
But it's like, it's all love, you know?
Right. So you graduate and then you get a job in insurance.
Yes.
You're selling life insurance and annuities, correct?
Yes. I was cold calling every day.
You said 100 to 300 calls a day, I heard you say.
Yes. 100 to 300 calls. That's exactly right, because it was a numbers game. And I didn't want to, like, what they do with these. I was disillusioned by the whole. Like, you don't need a college education to be insurance.
Right.
You can just get your license and do it. So I didn't know that. Like, I wanted to like move to New York, get a job and work at the, you know, the company, you know, like
I just wanted that.
Like, I just wanted to work and
so that you could do the rest of your life.
Give me 50 grand a year. Let me be an assistant and work my way up the company ladder. And that was just not happening for me. Like, I just, like,
I couldn't. Did you feel unfulfilled or was it?
I felt like a loser. I felt like I was like, what was I doing in college all these years? Like, what?
Right.
I didn't even, because I didn't really think of these things. I was just like, just get to the next thing. And then you get left. Now there's no grades. There's no, you know, and you're like, what do I want to do? And I,
right.
I worked really, so then I got this job, you know, selling life insurance, and you're like, oh, okay, I get what this is. There wasn't a lot of like mentoring going on.
Right. So like, you went from college, you moved to New York, you get this job.
Yeah.
You're just thinking, oh, okay, I just want a job where I make money and then I can have fun.
Exactly. Like there was no thought of like,
I need to be fulfilled.
Yeah.
Fulfilled.
It's just job. I just need something so I can go on dates. And I don't know, that's a very privileged place to be, but that was my mindset. I can't really be anything else but myself. And I remember getting really just like bogged down on like, this ain't going to happen that way.
Right.
Like it's just, that's not the way it works. And I, you know, as much as like the cold calls were a numbers game for me as an insurance agent, I was a numbers game for the manager.
Right.
Hire enough people, get him to go to his friends and family, hit them up. Maybe it works out. But if it doesn't, I'll get the quick money off of them and I'll keep hiring
people. It's like a pyramid fucking.
It's allowed. It's a legal pyramid scheme. And it's, and I tried really hard to like it. Like I really did. I would like wake up at 6, go to the gym before work, get there, do the office thing. And I was really just jealous of the people who loved it, like, or seemingly loved it. There were people there that are like jazzed up every day. They're at the Monday morning meeting, like, yo, we got to make the calls and they're doing well. And I'm like, I had no energy for it. And
okay, can we do a cold call? And I'm the person you're cold. I really want it. All right, ready?
Okay.
And this was via phone. You would call them on the phone. All right.
On the phone. I got so quick on the dial. Right. So
hello.
Hi, Judy. This is Jared calling from Blank Advisors. How are you?
I'm fine. Oh, wait, how many people hung up on you? Like right there.
Sometimes, boom, done. Okay.
All right. Hi, Jared.
But a lot of times, what do you mean?
You do this thing where it's like, Jared from, you're like, wait, Jared from Dwayne. All right. Hello. Yes.
So I actually work with a lot of people at your company on their personal finance, on their personal finances. I'm going to be at the office next week meeting with a few of my clients. I would love to come by and introduce myself if you got about 15 minutes.
Well, what
are you going to be around Tuesday?
Yeah, but what is this in regard to?
So we deal with insurance and
I have insurance.
Annuities. A lot of people do. I might be able to help you save some money or find a new kind of way to like save on a monthly basis, but I'm going to be there anyways. Tuesday at 4.
You can't say anyways.
Why not?
It's anyway.
Is it?
Yes. No one says anyways.
I told you, salesman Jew. We don't deal with these things. I'm going to be there anyway. And like, if someone corrected me on that, I'd be winning. Like, I'm like, you're dealing with me.
Because I'm engaging with you.
You're engaging. And you, and you kind of, like, and you're being fun. I'd be like, oh, okay. They like me.
What if they said, well, who are you coming to see?
I got about 7 meetings on your floor on Tuesday, and we don't really give out the names of our clients just because there's a lot of restrictions with that. We don't want to.
Wouldn't have anyone, right?
I would have nobody. I had a cold call list that I bought from someone. I remember I called Credit Suisse, and it was so. I actually graduated in 07. The summer goes by. I start in 07. The fall of 07. That's when Bear Stearns collapsed. So I'm walking by Bear Stearns as they're walking out of their offices with their boxes like that. They just and there's news cameras outside. And I'm like, what's going on here? Like, I have no relation to the reality of the world. And then I go and cold call people at Credit Suisse like that week of the financial collapse. And I'm going, hey, this is Jared Freak calling from whatever advisors. And I go, and I remember someone picked up and they go, everyone on the floor has been fired. Hang on.
Did you ever feel bad? Like that you,
yes, you feel horrible. It's like, it's like bombing, you know, like, and it was not.
No, like that someone was like, oh, okay. And you were like, I'm going to rip this person off. Did you feel
I never believed that I was ripping anyone off because I would bring someone senior with me who to me was an expert in insurance. And like, listen, there were people that didn't have life insurance and it is necessary a little bit. You know, is it necessary to have a Rolls Royce? No.
No.
But, you know, some people buy a Rolls Royce.
Right, but you do need insurance.
But there's a lot of imposter theory or imposter syndrome because you're like, I'm 22 asking people about their personal finances. Why, what the fuck do I know? And then some of them would say that to you. And it's like, yeah, I know. I'm bringing someone who's older who knows what they're talking about. I hope. You know, you don't even know if the person you're bringing, you know, so there's an element of now my stuff is with two people I met there. Like I have good friends that I met there and they take care of my personal finances. I do trust them now, but I definitely had this thing of what the hell am I doing? I have no interest in personal finance ever. And now I'm doing this.
Was your mother like, Jared is working in insurance.
Yes.
And he's doing and annuities.
Yes.
And he's studying it's all I don't even know what it is, but it's economics financial planning.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
She and nails on a chalkboard that. I don't know. My dad and I would talk in the morning before work or during work, and he'd be like, so we talk about TV from the night before. It's not we're talking about the markets. Who gives a shit about that? Yeah, that's another Jew, stock Jew. We weren't that. And then I think the other thing is I came to the realization that a lot of people have, you're like, oh, I'm just, I don't, no one's going to win money here. This isn't, I'm not the one becoming rich in stock market or new, you know what I mean? I'm just, I'm retail.
Right.
So I wanted to create something. I really did have that scratch or the itch to be I got to make something.
Right. So you started sending emails out to your friends because you were bored.
Yes.
And you would be really funny in the emails.
I would write to before the group chat, there was the group email and it would be 30 people that were going out that weekend. And it's all about, what are we going to do this weekend? Or you're planning, we're going to go to the hunt at Far Hills. We're going to go to a race, a horse race and get fucked up at the forest race. So you're planning weekends. And when I was on these emails, I would just make fun of everyone on the email.
Right.
And sometimes they bomb. And a lot of times people go off the email chain and be like, dude, I am dying at my desk. And I'm like, that felt so good to me. I was like, I don't know what that is, but that's the best part of my day. And I lived across the street from New York Comedy Club and it was staring at me. And I was like, why don't I just go? Why don't I just do this? And then I would not. And then
did you ever go sit in the audience?
Yes. I went to the comic strip. And I went with a friend right when I was about to make this decision to do this. And I watched, I thought it was so funny. I saw Ryan Reese was the host and I saw Vic Henley.
Oh, rest in peace. He did this podcast. He was the greatest. Yeah.
Vic was great. And I went up to Ryan and Vic at the bar afterwards and I said something to them and Ryan right away knew that he's like, you want to be a comic, don't you? He knew, and Vic was, busting chops and, I became friends with them later on, it's weird thinking back now. And I just wanted to look at it, but I also didn't know what I was supposed to be doing. The lesson I kind of learned from just going through college was I wanted to be an expert in this. I wanted to figure out what I was good at. So I took improv class. I took sketch class.
Right. You went to UCB. You took improv and sketch. Yeah.
Without the idea of I never thought I was going to make it from that. I was like, let me go to grad school. To me, this was grad school. And I really dove into internet stuff because I was like, how do I put my name out there?
It's so interesting to me because I played it by the rules. I did all my work. I wrote, I went on the road, I did everything, and then the fucking rules changed. And you're coming in where you can take advantage of this medium that we are like, wait, what? So this person's going to get booked because they had one funny video, and I spent 15 years living in shit fucking motels. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it. And I, because I was like reading people on the internet. So I was like, I want to write. So I'll put out my stuff. But what you're saying is like, I didn't want to be that too. Like, I didn't want to be the person that blows up the internet, has no act. Like, so like the daytimes were write for whoever would let me write for them. I started, you know, I love talk radio. So I was like, I want to start a podcast. I was listening to podcasts early. Like I was listening to radio shows as a podcast, downloading them in 15 minute increments.
Right.
So I was like, I love talk radio. I've loved it my whole life. I've listened to it while I go to bed at night since I've been 10 years old.
Oh my
old,
God.
So.
My mother used to do, you're such a Jew.
Yes.
My mother would always have talk radio on because you know, I need another voice here. You know, it's like, okay, I feel like shit. Thank you.
Listen to me. Yeah.
But you also wrote for websites. You started writing for websites.
So at the time, starting a blog was like a punchline. Like people were already making fun of the bloggers.
Right.
So I was like, I didn't want to be that. So what I would do is I'd be like, I'll send you an article to a website that already had a following.
Right.
And you just need to promote me as a comedian.
Right.
So like, I want retweets. I want Instagram posts.
Right.
I consider those currency because a lot of those websites were like, we'll give you $25. I was like, well, I would like no dollars and I would like retweets and Instagram posts and all those things. So to try and get a jump start, because again, the feedback I kept getting like, oh, you're like, you know, you go to auditions and stuff. And I'm like, I'm not an actor. I've never trained to be an actor. I felt like a fraud. And I was like, I just want to be funny. I want to write sketches. I want to write put out funny stuff. But then it would, you know, the feedback is like, well, you're just a normal, like, no one seemed excited about me. Like I went to like generals in suits. Like I would go to like MTV wearing a full suit. Like I was going to work.
Right.
And I looked ridiculous. Like they were like, this isn't,
you know, a job interview. Yeah.
Like a job. That's how I treated it. I didn't know that you go and they got to feel like, you know, they're cool to be in the room with you. They all just kind of looked at me like I was someone's agent. And I was
it's so funny because if you think about it, that stuff set you up perfectly for the time you entered stand-up. First of all,
mm-hmm.
the rejection from the cold calling.
Totally.
Is a total, you know, because we are rejected. I don't think people realize how often we're rejected. Like it's
every
just
day.
It's just constant. No. And you know, you live for the one yes. That's what you live for in this business. And then like your business mind, the fact that, and I think it's probably because you're not processing trauma, you know, that you're like, how do I do this and do it success? And I feel like that has served you well. Like Gaffigan, who I know, you know, you've opened for, and he used to open for me. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Gaffigan used to open for me, him and Ted. Okay. Anyway, but Gaffigan studied marketing and you know, it's so obvious.
Yeah.
Because he has, shut the fuck up.
That's a real New Yorker.
I know. I should.
That,
but
there's nothing more New York.
Can I tell you something though? That doesn't bother me. See how it comes and it goes. I live in Provincetown, next to the fucking pickleball courts.
Oh, so all you
and
heard.
It is 24/7 of that ball, and then everyone's screaming after each point, and it's. I have no quality of life.
And
anyway,
pickleball is huge now. It's like, it's having a moment.
But
yeah.
You can't put it in the middle of a residential area. Anyway, but that's a whole other fucking. But I feel like, you know, Gaffigan completely marketed himself as this, you know, he's a dad. He's like not going to curse anymore. Like I was there when he was cursing, you know, and thank God for his wife, Jeannie. She's a genius too. And so they were sort of a team. But you see, it's so funny because you're the rare comic who has a business mind and a creative mind. And like Elisa, my lover, who studied economics at Tufts, you know, is always like, Judy, you have to think. And I'm like, no, I can't. It's a different part of my brain. And I don't know. I can't. Like it makes me fucking anxious and crazy. Like, I don't want to, like, I get my retirement shit in the mail. I'm like, no, rip it up, throw it out. I don't want to know how much money I have. I don't care about the stock market. I don't fucking, you know.
Yeah.
And you're just the opposite.
You don't want to be that guy. You know, we know the comics that are the business people tricking people into thinking they're comedians.
Right.
That's my biggest fear. I don't want to be that guy. And
oh, you're
want
not.
To be, I appreciate that. But
I mean, you wouldn't be on the podcast if you were.
That's right.
Okay.
But I, you know, I knew if you got people, if you got a crowd, you're going to be okay.
Right.
And that's kind of what every day has been about when it's not about writing, you know, it's
right.
Like,
and I think,
how do I find my people? How do I find the people that like will relate
to
this?
How do I fill the seats too? Yeah. But it's also like, we had to get on a late night show, get a comedy special.
Totally. But you know, there's a part of me that gets very like frustrated. Like I want that, I like thinking about you on the road and like, I want that. Like when, you know, they're like, do you want to do a Tuesday on the road and you can fill up the room yourself? I'm like, no, I don't want that. I want a weekend. Right. I want to work on stand-up. I want to be a comedian. So it's hard to like, cause I want to do late night sets. Like, I don't want to just be like, you know, you want to do those things. And
oh my God. I used to love like at Catch, the show would go till like 3 a.m. It would start at 8. And it would go till 3. And it was like the audience at 8 was not the audience at 3. It would be groups of people coming in and out. And at about 12:30, they changed the MC. There was a late night MC.
Sure.
And, you know, it was they say we're in a comedy boom right now. It wasn't, that was a real, these shows went on. There was a band, you know.
That's cool.
That's how I knew I was funny. The band. And the wait staff laughed. And that is how I knew, because these people have heard everything. But yeah, it's so frustrating, like, that, you know, there are bookers who are like, this one has this many followers and they're shitty stand-ups.
Well, that's the other thing is like, you know, I'm trying to create a hybrid of the old way and kind of the new way. Like And I go to these clubs and, you know, it's funny, the ones that were early and let me kind of come and you can still create an audience in an area. Like when I go to like, you know, there are people that have been coming to my shows for like 4 years. Cause Zany's was like right away was like, yeah, we'll have them.
Right.
And like, and they don't do that as much anymore because they're not bringing people up. They're not, you know, because also then, in the club's defense, if you help someone along the way, they got to be helping themselves. They got to have to have something happen for them that you guys become business partners instead of just someone doing them a favor. You know, I understand that side of it, but it's like what, who needs to get good? You know, like, do you need to get good or not?
Right.
You know, like want to be good. I don't want people to come once and go, eh, it was okay. I like his online
stuff. You have integrity. Yeah. I totally get it. But you have to admit, there are those who are just working the system.
Oh, it's frustrating. It's And then they'll be the first ones to complain that they're not getting enough stage time. It's like, you know, like, you're like, what?
You gotta do the work. You gotta do the work.
Hey everyone, I have a new sponsor and I love them. They're called OneSkin. OneSkin. And what is OneSkin? It is skincare. Skincare that is simple. I guess that's the perfect word. It's simple. You don't have to put on 18,000 products while you're like dying to get in bed. OneSkin was founded by 4 PhDs dedicated to skin longevity. And this stuff proves you don't need a complicated routine to achieve better skin. Their supplements, they're topical, and they make it easy to help your skin stay younger and healthier without putting all that other shit, I said shit, on your face. And the secret of OneSkin is their OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient scientifically proven to reduce the buildup of senescent, did you like that? Senescent cells, those little cells that contribute to skin aging. And the fewer amount of cells that they're called zombie cells, that means healthier, younger looking skin, fewer wrinkles, fewer lines, reduced age spots, natural barrier. And that is very important, especially now it's spring and summer and you're going to be out in the sun. So, you know, you love your skin, so do something for it. Return it the favor of having skin and treat it nicely. Does that make sense? Well, so I'm very excited about OneSkin. And I haven't gotten my product yet, but I am really, really, really looking forward. So I'm going to be giving you an update on my skin, but you should do it with me. For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off their first OneSkin purchase using the code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD, when you check out at oneskin.co. That's oneskin.co. And it's oneskin.co. You really, really need to invest in your skin. It's very important. So OneSkin, you're going to do this today. You're going to go to oneskin.co. It is more than skincare. It's about skin longevity, targeting the root causes of aging to help you look and feel your best at every age. Get started today with 15% off using code JUDYGOLD at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code JUDYGOLD. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. It's time to expect more from your skincare routine. Invest in the health of your skin with OneSkin. You're welcome.
You mentioned in an interview that you've gotten advice from a bunch of people, that you heard Bill Burr told you a new minute a week.
I heard him say that on a podcast, and he was like 1 minute a week. And that spoke to me because of the math of it.
Right.
If you got a new minute a week, he was basically saying on this podcast that you would have 52 by the end of the year.
Right.
And that's an hour special. Now, I don't believe that my new minute a week is special worthy. But if I get to 52, then maybe there's going to be good 20.
Right. You know, like, 22. Yeah, exactly.
22. So that's the way I think of it. And I'm constantly writing. You are too. We're all constantly writing. But I'm like, that's a way for me to like stay in check with myself, because I do all this other shit. Like, I don't want to just like, you know, you can get lazy because I'm like, I'm doing 8 podcasts a week. Like, that's insane. That's fucking stupid. But it's like, that's a job too. So it's like,
right.
At least I can check in with myself and go, what's the new minute? Instead of saying like, you know, like a month from now, you go, have you done any writing this month? You know, like it's just an easier bite to take. That's why it spoke to me. Like they say, like you create goals, like the small ones, achievable goals. You have to create, right. Like someone's like, do you want to be on the Tonight Show? Yeah, tomorrow. But like, I can't make that. I can do nothing to make that happen except a minute a week.
Exactly. The only way to be a better comic is to get on stage and write material and try out your material and get on stage and write material and try out material and get on. That's the only way. Like, people don't realize there's something you get from just being on stage that you can't get any other way. You know, like you cannot become a fun. You can sit and write funny jokes at your computer all day long, but that doesn't mean you are a stand-up comedian, because you have to be so comfortable up there delivering it. Timing, point of view, you know.
It's a performance.
Right.
Who, you know, what performance doesn't have rehearsals?
Right.
You know.
Like, oh my God, that was so Jewish. What performance doesn't have rehearsals? So I am constantly being yelled at by my sons.
What do they say?
You're not on TikTok. You need to be on TikTok. You need to do, and it's like.
You need to be on TikTok.
I know. And I want to be on TikTok. I want to get more Instagram followers.
Mm-hmm. Would you hire someone?
To what?
Well, here's the thing.
I have an assistant.
Like, yeah. I told you I have 8 podcasts a week. That's stupid.
Right.
But all I do is talk. I do the podcast and then I send it off to someone who I trust to edit it. And then I put it out, you know, and then we have it. There's systems.
So right. I have someone who edits this.
Yeah. You have a system for this podcast. Yeah. You could do that same type of system for TikTok. Like, you have so much material. You have albums out, you have stand-up that I'm sure you have that is on video or right. from wherever. You have specials. Those are resources. You have things that you can harvest.
Right.
And what we, you know, comics, we're all haters. We hear about TikTok, we go, oh, young girls dancing. Who the fuck wants that?
Right.
That is a fun thing to make fun of. But what your sons are saying is like, you could put out, you have a special. If you cut it into 30 seconds pieces and you put it out, 30 second pieces from an hour special.
Right.
That's what is that? 120
right.
clips.
Close. Right.
So now, you know, I know people on, I'm not doing well on TikTok like I'd like to be, but
you're killing it on Instagram.
I'm doing okay there, but like, who knows what comes next? You have to be ahead. You're else, you know, what's the next thing? I have friends, you know, people that are selling tickets from TikTok. So we have to right. be aware of that. We have to acknowledge that. So it's like, and I go to those friends, I go, what are you doing? They're posting three times a day. I don't right. have three times a day in me, but maybe hiring someone who does make that right. happen. Like, but I don't have the material. I don't have the backlog of stand-up.
I got
you. Know, like you, I think you would kill it on there. Like, and you could post three times, whoever that person is, post three right. times a day.
Okay,
especially
I'm doing it.
Especially because here's how TikTok works. They love a trending hashtag.
Right.
So people pop off on there all the time because people are on the For You page, which is like, it's different than Instagram. You have to have a friend and be like, you got to follow this guy. TikTok, you can find people. You've got so many good hashtags that work on TikTok.
Right.
Hashtag LGBTQ, hashtag right. woman, hashtag, you know, there are roads that are very good and right. fruitful.
I'm going to fucking do that. But it's just like, I have this, you know, I have this thing in my brain, like, oh fuck, I have to do that. You know what I mean? It's just,
I know.
No,
listen, it's just another thing. And right. also we hate what we don't know and it's right. uncomfortable and I'm going to have to bomb again. We just, like you said, we're constantly rejected. You're like, you're basically, you're signing up for another thing I have to be rejected
right,
from.
Right, right, right.
You know, like I have that feeling too. Like I put, and the things I do on the internet are so stupid and simple. And I can't believe what people, like, I'm calling myself the board lord and yelling at charcuterie. Like I have people,
I know that's so funny.
It's yeah. so stupid, but it's like, right. and I have people that come to shows. They go, they have no idea what my stand-up is. They go, we're just board lord people. We just figured we'd come. And I'm like, okay. And then I'm
but at least
talking about getting vaccinated.
Yeah. Yeah. Yourself. Do you ever have people come who know you from your social
mm-hmm.
and are like, wait, he's a Jew? Wait, he's this? Wait, he's not a fucking right-wing fucking... Do you ever have...
I have people... So because I do podcasts and they find me through podcasts or through The Bachelor, that's another thing.
Yeah.
They don't even know what stand-up is. Like right. they're not, they don't know. So they come and I can't imagine how much trust they have because I'm going to Stress Factory this weekend.
Right.
There will be a woman who convinced four other women, we got to go see this guy who yells at charcuterie. And they'll go, well, what does he do? And she'll go, I don't know.
Right.
We're just going to go. And I have people that show up and they go, I didn't know what this was. I didn't know what stand-up
was. Oh, my God.
So, and they go, you know, they're very nice. They'll be like, I love this. I didn't, like, I feel bad for the openers because they're literally teaching them what a joke is.
Right, right, right. You know?
like they only, and then I come on and I do 10 minutes of Bachelor material at every show because I know right. people know that. I talk about dating at every show because I right. know people know that. But I get into other subjects and like I've never lied with my sensibility. So like I've never told a lie as far as like how I make a joke. When right. I yell at The Bachelor, it's the same way I would yell at any right. other subject in this right. world. So I think they're pleasantly surprised. Like, and also, you know, they go, maybe they've watched a Netflix special and they'll be like, what you don't do that too? Like, and you're right, like, well, right. whatever, you know,
but it's also, you know, so in a way you're teaching people about a new art form.
Yeah.
That they, yeah. Which is actually a good thing.
Well, I have people that the club owners, I've had club staff go, you have the nicest they're like, we can't believe this audience.
Right.
Like they're like, and I'm like, you know, I'm like, okay, I don't know what to say to that. Like, I'm like, right. okay, you know, like, cool. But right. I get it more enough times that I go, I can't believe that that's such a thing.
Because I think so they're great. Used, yeah.
It's great no, because I think please. They're used to like a bunch of dudes coming right. in.
Like, yeah, you know, from, fuck women. You know, like that shit. Yeah.
that type of energy. And then they see my crowd, you know, they come, it's young women who want to have like right. the best time and they're cool, you know, so.
I love our new sponsor, Fast Growing Trees. It is the biggest online nursery in the United States with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers, of which I am one of them. They have everything you want, really, seriously, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. And I know you're thinking, Judy, you live in an apartment in New York City. What's with the fast-growing trees? Well, let me tell you something. You don't need to have a yard or a lot of space. You can grow lemon, avocado, olive, or fig trees inside your home. And guess what I have? A fig tree in my office, and I fucking love it. I love it. Hi, Avi. His name is Avi. And I love him and he brightens up. It makes me so happy. And I talk to him. Okay, I know I'm going overboard, but having plant life in your house is so comforting. And I love fast growing trees. Thank you for this beautiful fig tree. They have a 30-day alive and thrive guarantee. They offer free plant consultation forever. Okay. And I just got a new pot for Avi. So I'm going to be calling them and asking them the correct way to put it in there. You will find the perfect thing for your climate, for your space, for your aesthetic needs. It's great. I love it. I have a plant and it's so, I'm telling you, it has made me much happier. And you know how happy I am. Anyway, this spring, which is, you know, spring is, it is the growing season. This spring, Fast Growing Trees has the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code JUDYGOLD at checkout, JUDYGOLD at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using code JUDYGOLD at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code JUDYGOLD. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. You're welcome.
So now, Jerry and Kim.
Yes, Jerry.
Are they Kim. Like, you know, my son is a...
It is... Yeah. It is the coolest thing in the right. world that they have friends who knew me before they knew them.
Right. Oh, that right.
So, I got it. Like yeah. my mom goes golfing in Boca and she'll go, I'm golfing with a woman who loves you.
Right.
Like I think that is the best. I'm like proud of that. Like I want right. them to
I
be
love
like,
that too.
Yeah.
Like, and what's Harry doing?
Harry works for the Miami Dolphins. He went on another weird path. And we both took these weird my right. brother was sleeping on my couch in New York. I'm doing open mics and stand-up. This is 5 years ago. Harry's sleeping on my couch telling me he wants to be an NFL GM. Okay. And I go, and he slept on my couch for 6 months. He was going through like a kind of a tough time and I had to kick him out. And he goes, I go, you can't stay. I go, there's just too many dreams in this apartment.
Right.
We gotta get you out of here. Cause he was, you know, he was a little bit stunted right. in the way right. most people are after college. And now he's working for the Dolphins and he's like very happy. He's like, you know, his life is a sitcom. He's like, he's, you know, his girlfriend he met last year. She's the sports reporter for the local station.
No
like,
way. It's like, is she it's a Jew?
Yes.
Oh, I'm selling. And Harry's dating a nice Jewish girl.
Yes. You literally are you sound yes. exact. I know it's so fun. You're nailing it.
So are you going to marry a Jew?
I think that would be what I would envision preferable. For my life. Yes. yes.
Okay.
I think we would connect on a, just like we talked about, I automatically have more in common with someone right. that is than isn't. So that right. I have to play those numbers.
And that's what people don't understand. It's not like, yeah, there's a way we think.
It's familial. Yeah, I told you exactly. The minute I saw you, and I knew you before I even started comedy, but like I was like, oh, I know this person.
Right.
Like
right.
I know everything about them, like in a weird way.
Right. I could talk to you forever. I asked my podcast two questions, podcast guests two questions. Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here they are. Number one, what do you do for your mental health? We're very pro mental health.
What do I do I work out. This has been lately. I've been working with a trainer mm-hmm. every day. And I have
every
to say
day. That's so fucking expensive.
5 days a week. We've struck a deal. I'm going to at Forzag on Instagram. Everyone go follow him. He's fantastic.
At what?
He's ripped to at Forzag. Forzag.
Okay.
He is a like accredited. I'm very big on like people, you know, just like,
yeah,
with
they
comics.
Have to know what they're fucking doing. Yeah.
Yeah. He's not selling, you know, fit tea. He's doing functional. He's like, he has higher education of fitness training. So I got hooked in with him and, you know, I sing his praises all the time, but we started in the pandemic. I met him in person for the first time last weekend. It's been a year and a half of us on FaceTime, and he gets on FaceTime and I do it in my hotel room when I'm on the road. Right. All I need is like 5 feet of space. And I told him, I go, I just want to be able to turn on the phone, get it done and be done with it and not resent it. And that's my mental health thing. And also going to coffee shops and sitting outside and drinking coffee. I really love
it. Oh my God. I'm a fucking coffee fucking freak. What do you put in your coffee?
I do one sweet and low.
Ugh, that is so chewy.
I know. I knew you were going to say
black.
Iced or hot.
Black coffee.
Wow. I go iced Americano.
No.
I'm such a like a baby. I'm a wuss. Iced Americano, a little bit of vanilla. Not a lot of water, lots of ice. Now I'm a big ice guy.
Do you chew on ice?
Yes.
That's diabetes. Or low iron. I think it's low iron. It's something.
I'm talking to my mom again. This is what happens.
Yeah, you gotta get that checked out. Yeah. Because you shouldn't be eating ice.
Well, right now I'm not calling my mom because every conversation is... Have you gotten a doctor's appointment? You never got a doctor's appointment. You got to get a doctor's appointment. And I go, can we just talk? I go, I will. Can we now let's move the conversation on. Right. Okay. But you never, you say you will, but you don't ever do it. And you got to get, your dad had a heart attack. And it's like, and then she goes down the road of the worst case scenario. So now the rest of the day I have, you know, debilitating.
That is very, I do the same thing and I'm like, shut up. Like I'm in my head going, shut the fuck up. Like you hate it when your mother did this, shut the fuck up. Okay. Okay. So that's what you do for mental health. Okay. Now I call the podcast Kill Me Now because as you know, everything gets on my fucking nerves. So I want to know what pisses you off more than anything and makes you fucking crazy.
Ooh. So you have to come on my other podcast, The Luxury Lounge. People write in with their luxury complaints. You would.
Oh, I fucking love that shit.
You would love it. I mean, I get like 50 emails a day complaining about things. And every day, every episode, I start with my own complaint.
Right.
I'm very patient. I'm very patient. And I've been that way my whole life. I can take a lot. But then I'll process it, keep it in. Dig it down and I'll complain about it for sport later on.
Right.
My biggest annoyance right now is, and I'm trying to do a bit about it, but I'm saying it to you because I want to hear. Rob Lowe is the spokesperson for the Atkins diet. And I can't understand how the fuck.
Why is Rob Lowe?
Isn't that strange?
Rob Lowe for the Atkins where you don't eat any carbs?
Yes.
Which
and he is
makes
hawking,
people sick?
He's hawking Atkins products that you can get their line of food. But it's like also like Rob Lowe is like, when has he ever had a weight issue?
I know. That's not good.
Like, what is going on? And every time I see him in the commercial, I get angrier and angrier. Like, because I hate food marketing. I think that I'm part of the zero calorie generation. It was zero calories or you're a piece of fucking shit pig, you know? And now I sit here looking at a Spindrift that has like 17 calories. And I'm like, I don't know if I could do it today.
Right.
And it's like, what is wrong with me? And this Rob Lowe thing is like the epitome of that. Like,
that is fucking, you need a fat person who then lost weight.
But you
can't stay on the Atkins diet. It's not healthy. Yeah, well, Janine Garofalo got really sick on the Atkins diet.
Really?
Yes.
It really gets me angry. Like, I'm like, never been fat. Never dealt with this. Has no emotional connection to food in the way that I do. Like if I don't eat Chinese food on a Sunday night, I am like apoplectic. I am feeling badly about the week that just was. The idea that he could relate to me is just so
angry. Fuck him. And you can't go on that diet.
No.
Jared, can you tell people where they can find you? And can you, I want to do Luxury Lounge.
I'm going to email you directly after this to get you on the show.
Even though my son yelled at me about the blowjob. What did we talk about?
The blowjob was so funny that you talked about that you blew a guy.
Yeah, I blew this guy and then I hated it. I fucking hated it. And I'm like, Henry, you're not supposed to listen.
Well, I think Henry probably has friends who come across my Instagram.
Yes. And they're like, that was the clip I put out. Yes. Oh, fuck you.
So it's Henry's mom.
I know.
Talking about blowjobs on Jared's Instagram.
Oh, God. Awful. Awful.
So he is somewhat right.
I hate you. I hope we can work together soon. I fucking love you.
I love your parents.
And thank you. So you're at Jared Fried, spelled the wrong way. F-R-E-I-D.
Yes. At Jared Fried on Instagram, jaredfried.com. If there's New Yorkers and they want to come to a fun event, I'm doing a show December 8th in New York. And it's going to be fun. It's not stand-up. It's a podcast show. But it's like for everybody. We give people dating app makeovers. We bring women on stage. We go through their texts.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, it's like a whole event. Like, I think people would enjoy it no matter if they're single, in a relationship, married 50 years. Like, it's a show. So December 8th, it's on my calendar. New York City people.
And also, I'll be on Luxury Lounge.
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to email you with a date.
All right, good. Thank you, Jared.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to part two of Kill Me Now with the hilarious and the Jewish and the wonderful Jared Fried. Kill Me Now is produced by Laura Vogel, edited by Colin Schmeling, and this podcast and my life would not be possible without the help of Brittany Jo Sowards. Now, Hanukkah is coming up next week after Thanksgiving, so you're gonna get my book for everyone, right? It's a great Hanukkah gift for any people who love comedy. It's called Yes, I Can Say That When They Come for the Comedians, We're All in Trouble. It's a great book. Buy it, please. Okay? I'm telling you, it's a great Hanukkah gift. Okay. So that's number one. Number two is I'm going to plug some dates. Okay? On the 27th of November, which is the Saturday after Thanksgiving, I will be at Soul Joel's. Now, it was in Royersford, Pennsylvania, but it's now in Jacksonville, Pennsylvania. So just go to my website, judygold.com, and you'll hear all about it. December 4th, I'll be in Fort Lauderdale at the Raz Room. Yeah, I got a lot of stuff coming up. So go to judygold.com and check that shit out. What else? Oh, follow me on Twitter at judygold, J-A-W-D-Y. G-O-L-D because I'm a Jew, J-E-W-D and Instagram J-E-W, and I'm on TikTok now. Please go on TikTok. I want a lot of followers so I can get more asses in my seats, in the seats at the comedy clubs and theaters. Anyway, that's it for me, I think. Get your booster shot, people. And what else was I was going to tell you something else and I can't remember it because I'm old. I'm old because I just turned 59 yesterday. Okay? Yesterday on the 15th of November. Okay? Whatever. I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm a 12-year-old boy and that's a whole other issue. So, yeah, thank you so much for listening. I can't tell if you're still listening. I love you more than anything in the entire world. Please subscribe and leave a review for Kill Me Now, because that way I get more people to know about the podcast and then I can keep doing the podcast. You know what I'm saying, baby? And I love you all. I love you all. Stay safe. And as we always say, so long.
And everything was wonderful. I'll see you soon. Thank you for the visit. So long.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.